My Mac Podcast 985. 985? It's the new 700.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. Somehow, Gaz has managed to put up with me for 700 or more shows. Yeah, sure, we've missed a week or two, and you know, doesn't Gaz deserve a break from me every once in a while? Long walks in the fresh air sounds like just the way to go, unless you're some rando cheesy dude in Duval County, Florida. Also, there's rumors of a newly designed Mac Mini because the current one just isn't small enough, I guess. Gaz, how are you, sir?
I'm absolutely sponrific. For a minute there. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me hold up my glass.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. What, to the screen?
Yes.
So I can say cheers on 700. Cheers on 700. There's definitely a cultural divide between us here, Guy. I'm saying cheers with a glass of nice red wine. And what is it you have?
I have water in a Simpsons slushy cup.
Perfect. It just emphasizes the difference between us and also the similarities, I think. Yeah. For a moment, actually.
Well, we both find it funny, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. For a moment in the intro, I thought you were going to call out the name of... or found out the name of who Mr. Cheesed Off is, but I think that's something different. So I won't go there and ask any more questions.
No. Rando cheesy dude in Duval County, Florida. I mean, Mr. Cheesed Off is definitely from the UK. Rando cheesy dude in Duval County, Florida isn't nearly as sophisticated. Which is all I need to tell you about Rando cheesy dude in Duval County.
Okay.
So, should I go or should you see? Now, we're having this weird interrupt in the show because somehow or another, we can't figure out which one of us is going to talk about our stuff first.
Well, fixing one of my window surrounds this week, which I completed see what I did there? I just jumped straight in.
Just before
today's show, actually, just a surround. We've got an old 1950s house, and it's got a concrete/cement surround around the window. And over the years, the windows have been changed and someone's pecked and cracked all of the concrete. And it's a real mess on the inside. So I've been scratching my head for a number of years, wondering what to do. And basically, I've put some wood paneling onto the concrete, which hides it away and also hides all the chipping that's away on the edge. And I can still obviously open the window. I've screwed it on. So in the future, if it needs to be taken off, it can be taken off for any future fittings of windows. But I think it's probably going to be on there for the rest of my life, if I'm honest. Anyway, I've been out cycling and taking Wilf on his wanderings this week. There's a surprise. For two nights this week, Guy, and I've got a link which I've called, well, there's a thing in Gaz's link, but I'll come back to that later. But for two nights this week, my Apple Watch wasn't recording my sleep or anything else. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
We'll talk about that in a bit because I find that happens to me sometimes too.
Okay, so I did a bit of gardening for beer money this week. Uploaded a time lapse of to Face Trap, as I'm calling it, on the harvesting at the rear of our house because all the corn's been harvested. And I just thought, I've been wanting to do this, and I've been waiting to catch them, and I caught them. They did it over 2 days, so it's a bit split, but you can see what's going on.
Is it corn on the cob or corn in the can?
No, it's wheat, actually. It's not corn at all. So I shouldn't have said
corn. On the cob.
Slap my face. Yeah, on the cob. Yeah, I like corn on the cob.
I do too.
Especially, what you do with corn on the cob is you cut it up into about 1.5-2 inches lengths, right? You put plenty of butter and pepper on it. You wrap it up in foil, you know, tin foil, and you barbecue it. And keep turning it. Delicious. The best way I've ever had corn on the cob, gotta say. I have this week reinstated my Twitter account only so that I can keep hold of my handle on Twitter. Not sure sense. Whether we've talked about it that much on
not
this,
on the show. I mean, you and I have talked about it, and yes, and I totally yes. get it because you know Musk is a dumpster fire.
Well, I've carried on to say I'm going to stay on Twitter because I do have a big love hatred with Mr. Musk, but currently it's a massive hatred, to be perfectly honest with you. But I suddenly thought, hang on a minute, I don't want to lose Gazmaz as a handle and other people to start jumping in and using it. So I've gone back in, but we will continue to use Guy and Gaz on X, but I won't be using Gazmaz on X. I'm just keeping hold of it, and I'll go in occasionally to keep it live.
Yeah, hate so the again, car, this week, love the spacecraft.
yeah. So again, very little on my Mac this week. What about you?
Well, we were actually going to record a show last week. However,
we were.
I had a big interrupt because both my boys came up to the house to help us get rid of some more stuff. And Guy actually was delayed for a day because Hurricane, what was it? Debbie, I can't even remember the name of the damn thing now, was coming through the area or what was left of it. It was really just a bad storm by that point. And he couldn't get like 10 minutes away from the house before everything was stopped on the roads. So we basically told him, look, just go back to the house, come back tomorrow, which is what he did. So we had one less day with Guy, which wasn't great, but you know, I'll take what I can get from these kids. But he and Peter and daughter from another mother and father Liza came up, and they did the impossible by convincing Tracy to get rid of a lot of stuff. And because I never could get Tracy to get rid of stuff. And my voice is lowering because I don't know where she was in the house. And I don't want to jinx it. You know, if they have the special power to get Tracy to get rid of stuff that I don't have. But if she knows about it, it won't work anymore. Anyway,
so you've got some Marvel characters in your household then?
Actually, we do. Guy still has a lot of action figures here in his house that he's slowly but surely.
I meant their powers to make Tracy think.
Yes. Well, yes to both. We have Marvel action figures, and that is their superpower.
Cool.
Because obviously, you know, my stuff is trash while hers is priceless. That's just how that works. It's exactly how that works. And also, I don't have it yet. I bought a Rodecaster Duo, which is an interface / mixer, because Carl made me. He did.
I think you'll find that I had a little bit of help with that as well.
You may have. You might, rabbit. And speaking of audio, the 440 Pure, the Lewitt 440 Pure has been put away, and I'm now back on the Rode NT1 fourth gen condenser microphone because so many people call in and ask about that.
And the funny thing was, I didn't even ask you. So that's really good.
Well, I figured
I just jumped in there.
I was talking about audio. So next week, unless things go horribly, horribly wrong, and it very well could, because one of the problems I'm going to have, and I didn't realize it until after I had put the money down to get it, was that I need two USB/ Thunderbolt ports to connect this thing up. And I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see.
Yes, we'll see. Yes, could be expensive. Could be more expensive than you actually thought it was going to be. So,
Thunderbolt 4 hub Amazon. Got it. Okay.
Right. Shall I jump into Gazzy Snippets?
You should.
Okay. I think we have quite a few snippets this week because obviously we didn't have any last week. So Guy and I do have a little bit of delay, so we might be talking over each other a little bit, but forgive us for that. We can't do anything so about delay over the webs.
That's different. That's different for some reason.
True. Okay. Right. Let me jump straight in. Apple begins paying customers for their bad butterfly keyboards. Mac users are beginning to receive checks. Checks spelled incorrectly. It's spelled with a Q, not C-K-S. Whoever produced this website from Apple to compensate them for having to spend money when their MacBooks badly designed butterfly keyboards malfunctioned. Yeah, I don't think those checks are very big, but they are getting them.
And I cannot argue the butterfly keyboard was a nightmare.
Mac OS Sequoia Beta 5 adds new wallpaper, and you can download it here, said a particular website. I wasn't particularly happy with that because I want my pictures on my desktop to change, and I don't care about their wallpaper. Right?
I'm moving. So have you talked about that before?
Yes, I might have done. It's still not fixed.
No.
In 2022, Guy, alone, Google paid Apple $20 billion to cement its, wait for it, illegal monopoly.
Who's Google's illegal monopoly?
Yes. Okay.
Well, obviously, Apple was okay with it since they got paid $20 billion.
I'm sure they were. Apple Arcade launches three new games in September, including NFL Retro Bowl 25. And that's the only reason, I think it's the only reason, that I clicked on this link. Although, actually, when I looked down, I think there was something else. Oh, that's right. If you click on, I'll put this link into Gaz's link as well. So there'll be two Gaz's links because you really should scroll down and look at the Monster Train Plus by Good Shepherd Entertainment. I really don't think they've chosen the best screenshot because it's got a monster at the bottom. So it's got a card. It's obviously a game and you can choose particular monsters to do your dealings or whatever you want, and there's a card, and the card has like a blob, little blobs coming out with an arrow pointed at the particular monster that it's referring to. However, when you look at where this arrow is pointing to, I think Apple may well have revised this picture if somebody had looked at it properly. I'll send that link.
I have to go and look at it now. Damn you, Gaz.
Well, I haven't put the link in Gaz's link yet, so you can't look at it yet, Guy. Okay. You'll have to wait. Let me put it in there, and then I'll carry on with snippets, and you can then go and have a look while I carry on with snippets. Okay. But the reason I wanted to mention that was that it's NFL Retro Bowl. I just thought that would be good fun. Apple Intelligence may come to the EU after all, but only for Mac. Apple Intelligence is one of the biggest tent poles of this fall's new OS updates. The AI feature in OS 18.1 and iPad OS 18.1 at Mac OS Sequoia will debut for users with compatible devices set to US English. However, there's a big asterisk. Users in the EU won't get Apple Intelligence no matter their device's language setting. Apple has said it is blocking AI features in the EU until further notice, but there's new evidence that indicates this exclusion won't apply to all platforms. Instead, Apple Intelligence might be supported in the EU with the Mac only. Now, have you had a chance to have a look at the picture and understand what I mean now?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it was that they might have been upset about, though.
Really?
No.
What, with the arrow and where it's pointing? Yeah, oh, fine. Joke. Sorry. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that subtle.
Yeah. Well, that me that and subtle
view.
Me and Subtle. Yeah. That's what
it's not normal, is it? It's not normal. Mac OS Sequoia adds weekly permission prompt for screenshot and screen recording apps. Heard a lot about this. Now, we haven't got Sequoia yet, so we tend not to dwell on, you know, tidbits and future stuff in Gazzy Snippets, but this was causing lots of consternation. I do hope they fix it. But remember, folks, if you're hearing lots of things about this, it is a beta. They are likely to get this fixed. It's all about permissions and making sure that you don't get bad apps.
All they got to do is just make sure you can turn it off. You know, otherwise, because
no.
Hold on, he's stuck.
All they need.
Okay.
All they need to do is ask you if you want it turning off after a certain period, not just turn it off full stop, turn it off for that particular app after you've confirmed absolute that you want that app. Because I get what they're trying to do.
I do too. I just want a way to opt out.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. I'm not sure, because I disagree with you, Guy. And the reason I disagree with you is because if you can opt out and you mean full scale, then people are going to go, oh, I'm going to just turn this off full stop. Well, then that's bad for them, because they may well be then getting apps which they really should be reminded, hang on a minute, do you really want this particular app? Because it's a bit of a dodgy app. It's not a signed developer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I agree with what they're doing, but I also agree with you that clever users are more, I know clever. I realized as soon as I said it, I shouldn't have said clever users and meant you in the same one. Yeah. Users who know what they're doing. No, that still doesn't work. Should be able to turn this off periodically. Yeah. Anyway, let me move on, because I'm just digging a hole. iOS 18.
We could spend all day with that.
Yeah, we could. iOS 18 lets you shoot video while playing audio on iPhone. Again, this is one that I wouldn't normally have said until it came out. This. Hurrah! The amount of times that I want to shoot a video, but I want to carry on listening to what I'm listening on my phone is so often, because I don't need the sound. And whether they can actually still record the external sound, that would be the icing on the cake, which I hope they can. But actually, there are times when I want to take a video because all of a sudden I'm walking the dog and a jet flies over and it's really low and I want to capture the video. I go into, you know, record the video and my audio stops. And then I've got, at the end of the video, go back into the audio and turn the, oh, come on, get it sorted. So if it can carry on playing, great, great. That's not the only time. There are other times when I want to shoot video and I want my audio to carry on as well. But that was a bad example, perhaps. Apple discontinues USB SuperDrive after 16 years. What's the betting they've had a bump in sales on those, guys?
Oh, no. However will I play DVDs?
Google are abandoning Chromecast. Does that validate Apple's TV strategy? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But Google are very good at abandoning things. So I perhaps wouldn't make that statement quite.
Well, and it's fine, because all those people that spent money on Chromecast over the years, I'm sure they're just fine with it.
I'm not sure that anybody's ever spent any money on Google Chromecast, to be honest with you. Apple Intelligence.
Two people very upset.
Apple Intelligence prompts Seek to avoid hallucinations, objectionable content. Apple's first developer beta of macOS 15.1 features detailed AI prompts and instructions for Apple Intelligence. Apparently, a company revealed information on Apple's predefined AI prompts. The company's prompts offer significant insight into the problems Apple anticipated and explain exactly what the AI software is supposed to avoid while creating text-based response when generating an image, for example. So,
That makes much more sense. I was thinking, what has Apple got against Hindus? Sinks. Sorry.
I'm moving on. Yeah. I am moving quickly. Apple are to address the 0.0.0.0 security vulnerability in Safari 18. I bet they are. So they do it quickly. Apple releases iOS 17.6.1 with advanced data protection bug fix. So if you haven't updated, there is 17.6.1 out there, folks. Apple has also released macOS Sonoma 14.6.1 with, guess what, Guy?
Tell me.
Bug fixes.
All right. Way to go, Apple.
macOS Sequoia to fix exploit that lets hackers access internal networks. Well, you know, are we going to wait for Sequoia to do that? Maybe they could do it sooner. Maybe not.
Yeah, we kind of like to have that a little sooner rather than later.
Apparently, it's being actively used as well. I would say there's something there, which means they can't do it until Sequoia. So that's a bit of a problem. But hey, Apple cancels the wide theatrical release for Wolf's movie starring Brad Pitt and George Clooney. A streaming date has been announced. Don't know. In a change of strategy, Apple has backed away from its original theatrical releases. Release plans for upcoming movie Wolfs. It previously plotted to launch the film exclusively in cinemas across thousands of screens worldwide for an extended run. Following the pattern set by previous release like Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Argyle, and most recently Fly Me to the Moon, the company today announced that the film would get a small-scale, limited theatrical release, followed by a worldwide streaming debut. There you go.
Yeah, you know what that tells me? It's a stinker of a movie.
Apple users can no longer downgrade to iOS 17.5.1. So don't try. Would what you else? Subscribe to Apple Intelligence? Analysts say that some features could cost up to $20 per month. It's been quite a lot going backwards and forwards on this over the last couple of weeks. And it's still there. And, you know, maybe that's going to happen. Maybe, maybe not. Advanced part? Yeah, I'm sure it will. M4 Mac Mini to become Apple's smallest ever computer with complete redesign. I think Guy might be talking a little bit more about that in a little while. Apple loosens App Store external linking rules and changes the fee structure in the European Union. Some updates to its Digital Markets Act compliance plan in the European Union with changes to external linking that give developers more freedom to direct customers to non-App Store purchase options and sales. There's a few things probably coming up about that a little bit later. Yeah. There are now more than 2,500 native apps for Apple Vision Pro. Whoopee-doo. Ooh. Oh, and Dean, we all hate you. Only certain listeners.
I hate him too, and I don't even know why.
I think you do. I'll tell you later. You'll remember when I tell you later.
Oh, and Apple and TV Plus. He's gonna get it.
Yeah. That's quite a nice call out, that is. Apple TV Plus can't seem to solve its movie problem. Apple TV Plus launched almost 5 years ago. 5 years, Guy. In that time, the service has debuted a lot of great TV shows. Some have even become mainstream. But Apple's relationship with movies has become more complicated. The company has moved from one film strategy to another with mixed success, and most recently critical and box office failures have plagued Apple. Yeah, I think they may be right, because Apple really needs to get quite a few more big movies in their streaming capability, because, you know, I go to Apple as a last resort for something to watch. I don't go there first if I'm looking for something.
Certainly not, unless it's like something new.
And now let me quantify that. Let me quantify that, because normally I've watched everything that I want to watch on Apple TV Plus, and then it's gone. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to read that, even though I really do want to, but it's got nothing Apple related in it. It's about a certain Musk. Epic Games claims Apple's revised DMA compliance plan is illegal and malicious.
Sweetie.
The headline here says, I love this. It says, Perpetual Whiner, Epic Games.
Hold on. Whose story is this?
I'm not going to tell it. 100%. I'm just leave it there.
Right on, brother. 100%.
But it goes out, it says, Perpetual Whiner, Epic Games, is predictably not happy with Apple's new revised App Store plan.
Strengths on strengths. That's what we're talking about.
I did like that. iPhone 16 production now in full flow as Foxconn hires 50,000 more workers. Now, the thing is, that may or may not be related to the iPhone 16. It could be related to any other thing that Foxconn do. I do love the way they try and relate
maybe,
these things.
Maybe it's the latest Samsung flip phone. Yeah. Everybody wants one of those.
Maybe. Yeah. I've got one here which I've put in, but I've not read it at all, and I'm not going to read it because I've got no idea what it's talking about. Nicolas Maduro bans X in Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro bans X in Venezuela for 10 days amid Elon Musk dispute. I'm leaving that there and moving on. Law firms fight to lead class action accusing Apple of monopolizing the smartphone market.
They're falling over each other.
Yeah, brilliant. Gen Z loves Apple, but not yet sure about Apple intelligence.
I don't know. You mean that thing that hasn't actually been released yet, so nobody can actually try it and say too much about it. That stinks of Bloomberg right there.
Someone has found a way to fix software bricked HomePods. Unlike the HomePod Mini, both the original HomePod and the HomePod 2 don't have a USB cable, which means there's no easy way to connect them to a computer to fix software issues. And unfortunately, there are a lot of users who've had their HomePods bricked due to software errors. Anyway, someone has found a way to fix it. I suppose now I'm really going to have to put that link into... Well, I'll tell you what. No. If anybody's got a HomePod and they don't know how to fix it, if they search, they'll probably now found that link or probably decent ones to it. So.
Yeah. Just use that monopolizer Google. You'll find it.
Yeah. Or any other search engines are available, including
if you do it on Apple,
AI ones.
If you do it on Apple... You're giving Apple more money, so go for it.
Increasing number of American schools cracking down on iPhones. Nine out of ten American teens are iPhone users, but increasingly not during school hours, as schools across the country increasingly crack down on iPhone use during class. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. You know, they're not just iPhones.
Gotta be Apple. Got to be Apple.
It's got to be Apple. You know, clicks. No. But the story is still good. It's just that it's not just our Apple iPhones.
And they should have done it years ago.
Apple threatens to remove Patreon from the App Store over a billing dispute. This, I'm not sure, has been totally fixed, but there seems to have been quite a lot of, "Oh, Apple, what are you doing? You idiots." Apple had threatened to remove the crowdfunding app at Patreon from the App Store if creators continue to use the unsupported third-party billing options. Now, I've heard a few people talking about this. I don't use Patreon, and I know that there are a few Patreon users out there. And the way Patreon have responded to Apple in this, I've heard, is quite clever. Not the "Apple are rubbish, Apple are bad, Apple are nasty" reaction that comes from, I could mention, a couple of other companies.
But
Apple, if that's what you want to do, this is really what we think might happen if you do it. And I think there's there might be a bit of kickback, and they may well may change that. Basically, well, Apple were requiring Patreon to use in-app purchase and pay 30% for membership. So,
well, that's I hope it's not true, because that will wreak havoc on our Patreon users, Gaz.
I bet it will.
You want to take a guess Apple how many we have?
How many hands are you putting up? Apple continues. Apple continues to work on lightweight smart glasses. Bloomberg News, Mark Gurman, Apple Vision Pro. Apple Vision Group is developing a pair of... Yeah, I bet they are. We'll wait and see, shall we? Do you know, I'd have the same reaction, especially if they've got a camera in them, to Google Glass. I wasn't happy with Google Glass, for the main reason is that it had a camera in there, and you never knew whether people were recording. I mean, people can record you secretly anyway, but
I've told you about my thoughts on this, especially since having lost my eye, is that I would like cameras on both sides, and for inside of the glasses to show like the view that I would have if I had two eyes. But apparently nobody does that. I don't know why. They make these weird
If they were making them to do that and to solve those sorts of problems, I'd kind of get it, but that's not. But
not just to secretly record people. That's just creepy.
This struck me as quite interesting. Analysts have downgraded Qualcomm on Apple modem risk. On Monday last, Wolf Research analyst Chris Casso downgraded Qualcomm stock to peer perform from outperform, as it expects the company will face headwinds as Apple begins to move away from its modem chips next year. It's got yay here, but they forgot the R. So I just found that interesting, because there was lots of to and fro and like bashing of heads on Qualcomm and you can't use our chips without paying us lots of money. Well, guess what happens when you go down that route without any compromise? People move away and do their own stuff, which makes you less powerful. So sometimes you gotta work around these things. You don't give in the whole house, but you don't give in completely, but things can be worked.
And if only some company that had enough money to spend to make their own modem chips.
Apple likely won't charge for Apple Intelligence features until at least 2027. This number keeps changing. And when I say number, I mean the year. It goes up and down and back and forth. We'll see, shall we? Should we just wait and see exactly what's going to happen with
Mark Apple German. Intelligence? Bloomberg.
Apparently, confidential Apple data has been revealed by antitrust reports. They've been now recalled. Two reports published by India's competition regulator contained confidential Apple data, according to a complaint by the company. The antitrust body has now asked recipients to return the reports so that the sensitive data can be redacted in new versions. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Right. Yeah. So that's not going anywhere, is it?
No.
Yeah. Brilliant. And this was a follow-up story to the Patreon thing. Apple comes under fire for Patreon commission, degrading its brand. So this is going to be a bit of an ongoing story, but I think Apple might have to change the way they're looking at that, as I mentioned earlier. Apple debuts a trailer for the hit series Slow Horses, starring Gary Oldman, and it premieres on September the 4th. Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'm still on season two.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, love it. Love it. Watched everyone. Apple Music with spatial audio is now available in Rivian vehicles. I thought Rivian and Apple weren't getting on, but maybe they're getting on more than we think.
Yeah. Of course, who knows how much longer Rivian will be around as a company. So, it may not matter in a few months.
Apple's Mac captures the majority of AI personal computer market. Now, I had to read this a little bit. So it says, as that's exactly what I thought. What? But it says, as added artificial intelligence capabilities help reinvigorate demand for personal computers, AI PCs accounted for 14% of all personal computers shipped in the second quarter, with Apple's Mac leading the way. So 60% of AI compatible computers in the Q2 of 2024, 60% of those sold were Mac OS.
Okay. This story still makes no sense, but okay.
Well, what it says is that Windows have only got 39% and 1% in Chrome OS or other.
I get that, but how do they know? How do they know that those computers were purchased to do strictly AI?
Now you're answering the right question, because what they're saying is, what they should have said is, 60% of AI compatible computers that have been sold in the last Q2 quarter of 24 were Mac OS computers. That doesn't mean that they are buying them for that reason, precisely to your question. It's just that 60% of the total sales of AI compatible computers happen to be Mac. Just incredible. And that's because of their chip compatibility, of course, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a badly written story.
Awful. But, you know, I did find that little interesting, because it means that they will be ready quicker if people are buying, you know, because it means all those window machines, if somebody thought, oh, right, hang on a minute. Oh, I've got to go out and buy a new window machine if I want to get this Apple Intelligence. So, you know, it means that Mac users will be a step ahead in terms of using that capability.
I wonder whoever put this story in, if they used AI to kind of pump it up a little bit, because it's like, what are you saying?
Apple halts Indian antitrust probe with confidentiality complaint. In fact, have I already said that?
Yeah, I've already done this. Another. Yeah.
Was it? No, it is. It is the same one. Sorry. So I've duplicated myself there. Perhaps I should have used AI. It might have
exactly
caught that one.
That's what I was just thinking.
I should have used a compatible AI machine to do that.
Windows, because they're the best.
Apple will experience its strongest product cycle over the next 2 years, driven by Apple Intelligence. Who do you think said that?
I'm going to just guess Gene Munster.
Oh, congratulations, you win. National Parks Apple Watch Activity Challenge is coming on August 25th. So that's this coming week or so. Basically, folks, this is National Parks in the US.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Great.
Your camera froze for a second. Did you see that?
Your
video was like this.
I think I heard it go and then it come back on. So obviously I might have received some
audio was fine.
Now, I'm sure the US government are going to love this. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Apple stock sell-off will cost $15 billion in US taxes. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway halved his stake in Apple in the second quarter, a sell-off that could cost the Omaha-based conglomerate some $15 billion or more in revenue, more revenue than Coca-Cola generates in a year. Yeah. I'd like to see that myself. What are these companies good at? Avoiding tax.
They'll just avoid put it the in, right in, word? Into other companies and avoid the tax altogether. That's what they do.
I'm not sure whether they call it tax avoidance or tax evasion.
It's actually not either. As long as whatever profits that you made from that sale get put back into your system to buy into other companies, then it's deferred until you take it out and keep it.
If I was a tax man, it's avoidance.
Well,
Apple TV Plus announces new season of Motorbike Adventure Series Long Way Up. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be another different
one. Oh, was that
one.
Ewan McGregor and... Bikes.
Charlie Sheen. Borman?
No, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I'm glad that's happened because I do like those series. Apple allows Spotify to show pricing info to EU users in the iPhone app. Spotify says it has received approval from Apple to display pricing information in its iOS app for users in the European Union following its years-long legal struggle with the company. Spotify says from Wednesday, iPhone users in the EU will be informed of pricing information on the app in the and the fact that they can go to the company's website to purchase items directly. Yeah, because we know that Spotify is all about the user and all about the artist that it supports.
Yeah.
Anyway, Google jabs at Apple during the Pixel event, and they've included a ridiculous claim, apparently.
All of them.
It jabbed at Apple along the way, attacking on both its hardware and AI fronts, including one claim that said it should win a prize for sheer ridiculousness. Now, I'm just trying to see if I can find it, but I'm being pestered by consent and manage option, so I'm not going to go to that website.
They got that from the Michael Dell School of Comparisons. There's a callback. There is a way, way old callback.
It's brilliant, brilliant callback. Major Apple assembler Foxconn beats profit forecast. Well, there's a surprise. Apple supplier Foxconn beats expectations on Wednesday, reporting a 6% jump in quarterly profit. I'm sure they did. Apple pressures Tencent to block loopholes that allow WeChat to bypass App Store fees. Ooh, Apple and its App Store fees, it's getting quite nasty all around the world, isn't it? Apple is finally opening up to NFC. Apple is finally opening up NFC to third-party developers in iOS 18.1. It's not just opening up near-field communication, NFC, access in the European Union. It's offering third-party access to functions like Tap to Pay in the US and other regions. Okay, everyone, we'll let you have it. Oh, go on then. It's all right. Just, we don't mind
just
having
remember
access.
Remember, if it goes horribly, horribly wrong, don't call 1-800-APPLE.
Well, no, they're opening it up to them. So no, this is an agreement from Apple. They're saying okay, that's fine.
Oh no,
if
that's
they're
not
opening
what I mean.
Up, it's got to work.
If they have trouble, you know, somebody steals their information
or what have you. Yes.
That's not Apple's problem. And they're not going to help you at all.
Agreed. I really didn't want to put this in, but I saw it shooting up so many times, and whether it's because who it's relating to, but I'm going to, Apple and Kim Kardashian team up for the exclusive Beat Studio Pro line. I really didn't want to put that in, but yeah, guy's hanging himself and I'm not surprised. Apple Card named best in customer satisfaction for the fourth year. Is that because no one's using it? Oh, did I say that?
I use it all the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're satisfied. Yeah. Apple Watch Ultra apparently is more popular than Apple Watch SE. I do see a lot of Ultras around. I really do see a lot of Apple Ultras around.
I mean, I'm still on the 7. And again, you know, the big reason is it just keeps working. It just keeps doing all of the things that I want it to do. So I don't have to go. It's like the same reason why I'm still on an iPhone 13. They just keep working and doing the stuff I need them to do. And I don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get a new product just because it's the latest shiny.
Apple last week reminded developers who plan to distribute apps in the European Union to submit their trader status, a requirement that will see the App Store sharing the address, phone number, and email address of each developer. Got a feeling that there's going to be lots of, let me find out. I've got to set up a new email address, or I want a dummy phone number.
Or a PO box.
Yeah, definitely. Apple are no longer signing iOS 17.6, and they're blocking the downgrade from iOS 17.6.1. Apple shows how you could try out a new iPhone inside Vision Pro. So don't spend $20 or £20 in fuel and then perhaps a few quid parking at your nearest store and going to an Apple store and seeing exactly how it works. Spend $3,500 on Vision Pro so that you can see how a new iPhone might be. Dean, at least you can do this.
That's the best plan I've heard all day.
Epic Games Store launches on iPhone in EU and brings Fortnite back to iOS. After a four-year absence, which I'm sure hasn't cost them a penny, Fortnite is making its return to iPhones, but only for users in the European Union. This comeback is part of the broader launch of the Epic Games Store for iPhone, which went live today in the EU. I think there's going to be a lot of very interesting parties just seeing how well that store does.
Screw Epic. I'm sorry.
I love this headline, Guy. I absolutely loved it because it's a real dough moment, you know. Dough! Are you ready for this headline?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Every Mac is getting an M4, but not all at the same time.
Oh, Apple, I'm so disappointed in you. How dare you? How dare you not give M4s to every single Mac that you've ever made? I want you to go back to the Mac Plus from 1987 and somehow shoehorn an M4 into it, okay? Stop wasting my time.
And here is the last one, which I wish it was available over here. I can assure you, Apple Card is now offering new $300 sign-up bonus to targeted users. Apple recently started sending out emails to iPhone users, offering them a special all-time high welcome bonus if they sign up for a new Apple Card. Wowza. That guy, that is the end of Gaz's snippets. However, as I said, I do have a Gaz's link. The link takes you, in fact, I've put two links in there. I won't talk too much about the second one because you will see what that's all about if you go and look at it. But the first one is Apple Watch not tracking sleep. Here's how to fix it. Now, there's not one guy fix. There's not three guy fixes. There's not guy seven fixes. Guy, there could be 10 fixes. No,
oh my God.
13 fixes. 13. There could be 13. Well, no, 12 fixes because the last one is contact Apple support. There could be 12 ways to fix that problem. Now, it happened to me, as I mentioned, two nights on the trot. I actually found that it was trying to be clever and there's a couple of timings in my iPhone under health. And then sleep. And you go in there and there's two settings about when it actually goes into sleep mode. Now, I'd only ever set one, but when I went in there, there seemed to be two and one of them had changed and it was a different time that I'd actually set. Now, recently, I have been going to bed and to sleep a bit later and it seems to have altered for that. But because there was a difference there, I wonder if actually the action of changing those and making them the same has worked, because last night it worked and it's tracking sleep again. But go to that link, folks, and have a look through and see if there's anything in there which might be obvious to you to fix the fact that it's not tracking. Because if you get up, it'll also say that you were standing if you get up and go to the loo for whatever reason. But mine has not been doing that, but now it's doing it again. So yeah, that guy, that is the end of Cassie's link.
Yeah, see, mine. Yeah, every once in a while, and usually when it skips, it doesn't skip a single day. It'll skip 2 days for some reason, and I don't know why.
Well, that's what mine did, but then I went through the process of fixing it, so I don't know whether it was just going to skip it and come back, or anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, but see, I actually have like a different watch. that I use. When I go to bed at night, I take off this watch. This is the Apple Watch 7, and I've got an Apple Watch 5 that is on the charger all day. And so I put that watch on, and then I kick that into sleep mode. So I don't know what it is that I've done differently. You know, I go into sleep, I hit the add data, I said sleep, and you know, you'd think it would just take care of it, but it doesn't.
Can I say, none of the resolutions talk about having two watches.
Oh. Huh. I'll check
you
it
do
anyway.
Have to be complicated, don't you?
No. See, I've got a third watch that I use when I eat.
Brilliant.
I'm kidding. I really, really don't. Okay. Well, we're going to talk and listen to a couple of things here. Number one, in case it hasn't been made painfully clear, Gaz and I, from the very first time that we started recording together until now, we have 700 shows between us. That doesn't always mean that we're on 700 shows, because sometimes I'm not there, sometimes Gaz isn't there, sometimes neither
one of us
are
there. Probably 90-95% though.
Yeah. Almost most of the shows, it was the two of us together. And we started, I forgot to check the date, but I'm guessing it was March of 2009. So more than 15 years ago, you and I started recording this podcast together. And
that's ridiculous.
I'm fine with it. How you feel about the passage of time? Talking to me, Twitch, talking to me every single week. It has taken its toll on Gaz. I can completely see how it's taken its toll on Gaz. And
I've lost stones.
Well, yeah, and I used to have hair. And look at this. I don't have that hair anymore. I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation. I'm just saying that this is something that's happened. Okay. To give you a little blast from the past. This is the opening and the very beginning part. Obviously, you know, actually we could just stop right now and just play that entire show.
We could have just played the show full stop.
Yeah.
And gone, couldn't we? Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that show and I'm going to put it into the feed and ask Tim to put it up on the website. So that if you want to hear the entire first show of Gaz and I together, you can do so without having to scroll through 700 entries in the RSS feed, because that would be fun. Anyway, here is the opening and Gaz and I talking, not for the first time, even though, as it turns out later, I didn't remember the first time, which should come as a absolutely zero surprise to anybody. But this is the first show that you and I did together as the G-Men.
My Mac Podcast 285, The G-Men.
Hold up.
Everyone, welcome to My Mac Podcast number 285. 285 shows in the bag. Now, last week, of course, I had Owen Rubin and Mark Rudd, and I really appreciate you guys helping me out. This week, I have somebody new, and hopefully, he's going to be a regular. And but he's no podcast virgin. He's been doing this quite a while on his own. His name is Gaz Maz. Gaz, buddy, what's up?
Good evening, guy. How the devil are you?
I have no idea. It's a Thursday night, and it's a much later Thursday night for you. You're over there in the UK.
Yeah, I'm basically from Northampton, which is in the Midlands of the UK, south of our ex-friend David Cohen.
Yeah,
about 100 miles south of David, so I'm waving to David now.
Yeah, you could throw a rock and hit him from where you are. if that was something you wanted to do.
Yeah, that's a strong right arm. I think I'd need that.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, quick overview, because I have been on the show before, so some listeners may have already heard my story, but basically I'm a fairly recent switcher, similar timing to David, actually. Switched over from the PC in about 2007, went over to a Mac Mini, upgraded to an iMac, 24-inch iMac, which we can get onto the story of that perhaps in another show, because that's quite an interesting story. I bought it off eBay and later found out it was stolen, but more about that another time. And I'm now currently running a Mac Mini and a MacBook, and I've pretty much been podcasting here, there, and everywhere. I am called a bit of a cuckoo by somebody because I seem to pop up on lots of podcasts.
Well, now, what other podcasts have you done? I know you've been a semi-regular on the I Am podcast.
Yeah, that's the I Am podcast. I've popped up on there occasionally and do the odd spot there. I've also done a few reviews on the Mac Review Cast. There's been one or two other podcasts that I've crept on. The very first podcast where I was interviewed was actually by Adam Christensen on the MacCast. But my regular beat is pretty much doing a news and views from across the pond segment on Mike Potter's For Mac Eyes Only.
Yeah, which is a really nice podcast for those that don't know about it. I also like the I Am podcast. Just the way you guys have that set up. And I guess there's always some kind of code word. So if somebody uses a code word, it's like you just hear all this drink, drink, everybody drink.
Yeah, that's kind of set up pretty much in the pre-show, because obviously they've got lots of people in the chat forum who are listening in to the show live. And it's very often I'm in there. If I'm not actually on the podcast, I'm in the chat. And I join in with those frivolities when it occurs.
Well, are the people in the chat like trying to make them say the word so that they will drink?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's plenty of chat going on in there, and they encourage the word, whatever that word is,
kind of like
on a regular basis. Definitely.
there was a show with Groucho Marx, for people who know who he is. Can't think of what the name of the show was off the top of my head, but if you said the secret word, this big duck would drop down, and whoever it was that said it would win $100. And we're not going to do that here on this show.
No.
And drinking is probably not a good idea, because I have such a low tolerance for it. And it would probably get out of control relatively quickly.
Probably. So it could become a good idea, but only for a short while.
we'll hold off on the drinking until I can build up a tolerance. What else do you do besides podcasting?
Okay. So if I will try to get a link to that show and get it back, put back into the feed. Couple of cringe words.
We sounded almost normal.
Oh, here's the funny part. 700 shows, my microphone still sounds exactly the same.
Do you know, the funny thing is, Guy, so does mine. Wonder why.
Huh. One of us has spent a lot more money on microphones than the other. Don't need to say who it is.
Funny. Not at all.
So that's... brilliant. That was 700 shows. I got to say, looking back, it was, and neither one of us really knew at the time how long that would last, because there were so many podcasters and podcasts that were just going into pod fade all the time. And the fact that you and I have somehow, let me rephrase that. The fact that you have somehow managed to stick with this show for 700 episodes and however many weeks that's been, 15 years, is amazing. And I thank you so very, very much.
Well, for being it's because I've got no friends, very... Guy, really. Oh, well, that's the reason.
Yeah, it is sad. Friends. I've heard of those. I've heard of them somewhere.
Yeah.
And how much have you gotten paid for being my therapist for all of these years? Zero. Two zeros. That deserves two zeros. Two zeros. So That's
I like and
well,
it's
do
been
you
good
think,
practice.
Do you think that we'll make it to 1,000? That's
of course
oh my
we
God.
Will.
I think about that. That's like 6 years from now.
Now, well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. When you say 1,000, do you mean 1,000 just us or 1,000 MyMac shows?
Oh, we'll hit 1,000 MyMac shows with we're 15 shows away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't. Us two won't reach 1,000. No, we'll be dead.
No,
by
I can't. Yeah, pretty, 6 years from now, we'll be like Apple. Apple. Well, yeah. I will. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not that far from it now. So
we'll be saying things like, "Did you know that Steve Jobs had died recently?"
Yeah, pudding. I like pudding. So we'll
custard.
See.
Frozen custard.
Frozen custard. It's the breakfast of champions. Yeah. We'll see how far we get on this very odd journey that has been the My Mac podcast for the two of us. But not only do I thank you guys, but I thank all of the people who have, and you know, and I say it every week, and it's not just a thing that I say. I'm really sincere as I can be when I say that I appreciate and Gaz appreciates the fact of so many of you having been with us through this entire journey. And to that, we just say, we're sorry. We're very, very sorry. Stick with us.
We
it'll
apologize.
Get better.
We apologize.
We'll get this right.
Most profusely.
We'll get this right one of these days. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, I've actually got the show description. Let me read this real quick. This week's episode features Guy and Gazmaz, the G-Men, talking about change. I'm laughing because I'm reading ahead. Talking about changes to Mac OS X 10.6, WWDC, and Mac OS 10.7. Guy's adventures in shipping to the UK, I remember that. Valve coming to the Mac and Windows on the Mac, bootcamp versus virtualization. Not a aged episode at all. Not at all.
No. No, that works. Yeah, that works for me.
The shipping to the UK, I had gone to, quick story, I'd gone to Macworld, the Macworld Expo, and David Cohen was there and Tim was there. And in the middle of all of the chaos that was the Macworld Expo, one of my cables went bad. And David gave me his. He was leaving, but he gave me his so that I could finish editing something, but made me promise to send it back because it was the only cable he had that would work for this one particular hard drive. I think it was like mini USB or micro USB or something like that, that would work for this hard drive to his computer. So after the show was over, I got home and started figuring out how to send something over to the UK and realized that the cost of shipping this cable was going to be about 10 times what the amount would be to just get a new cable. But because this was the only cable that would work for that hard drive, I went ahead and bit the bullet and sent it anyway. Oh. And how's boot camp working?
Crazy,
these
man.
Days?
It's working brilliantly. I love it, especially for AI.
Yeah, that should work really well. Okay, the other thing that we're going to talk about very, very briefly here. Bloomberg. they claim a new Mac Mini is in the works. Current Mac Mini is either an M2 or an M2 Pro processor, with up to 32 gigs of RAM and up to 8 terabytes of storage and either gigabit or 10 gigabit Ethernet. It's a little more than 1.5 inches tall and is nearly 8 by 8 inches square. Two USB-A ports and either 2 or 4 Thunderbolt ports, depending on which model you get. Now, we could sit here and talk about all of the other specs, but that's kind of boring. It's a fast Mac in a small package, and both you and I have the M1, and we love it. We love this computer. We love the form factor. Now, according to Bloomberg, The new one will come with either an M4 or an M4 Pro. Way to stick your neck out there, Bloomberg. And at least 3 USB-C ports, power input, and an HDMI port. No word on Thunderbolt ports, Ethernet, or USB-A ports. It will supposedly have more potential RAM and a better graphics card while being close to the size of the current Apple TV. Yeah. What do you think about that, Gaz?
I think it'd be really nice and really cool. But would I rush out and buy one of these? No. However, will it be a good differentiator for them between the Mac Studio and a normal Mac Mini? I think that makes them in a position, if they do something like this, to have a greater differential for people to say, actually, I've got a Mac Mini, but do I want to push to the Mac Studio? But for those new users that go out and want to, a desktop, call it a desktop, a pocket top, which you can still get your own keyboard, screen and mouse and all that sort of stuff and plug into it. Be great. And, I heard somebody talking about, but if it's the size of an Apple TV, could it be an Apple TV as well? Really? Really? Are you really thinking that's going to be the scenario you want? You're sitting down using your Mac. Oh, no, I want to watch Apple TV, says Mrs. Gaz. okay. Well, as long as it can do both, then
we're
great.
We're recording the podcast. Too bad.
It's quite an expensive Apple TV purchase. But, Why not? As a Mac Mini, as a base Mac Mini, which I can see, then, I got a feeling if it came out in an M4, my next Mac would probably be one of those.
It would not be for me if it doesn't have Thunderbolt ports, if it doesn't have an Ethernet port, if it's strictly wireless, couldn't do it. Having more RAM is nice.
If it's got plenty of USB-Cs, I'd be perfectly happy with that.
Well, we'll see when Apple finally does an update with the Mac Mini. But, here's the thing. The size of the current Mac Mini is not a bad size. And the nice thing about that particular size is that you can do a lot with ports on the back of that thing. And Apple and ports, especially when you're talking about entry-level machines, you don't normally get that many. You look at the MacBook Air, it has 2 Thunderbolt ports. That's it. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. If it doesn't have a power brick in there and it can be powered via one of those USB-C ports, wow, that is a bit more of a game changer.
Oh, if it just went to a 12-volt, 5 or 12-volt brick?
Yeah, possibly not having a brick.
Well, you'd have to have something. You couldn't just plug. In theory, you could plug it into another computer for power, but why would you do that?
Well, we'll see. But that's what we need to know what's coming. You see, the thing is with these ARM processing. It can be very energy. It's just superb. They're really lightweight. So we'll see if it happens. Probably, they could be wrong. Are you nodding your head?
I am.
Hit it.
Whoop. Is it playing?
Hitting it again.
There we go.
Thank you.
Turn it off again. Gaz's tip. Or other way
it's around. Time for
Gaz's tip. Saw this on a YouTuber, actually. I can't remember who it was, so I'm just stealing it without giving them gratification. But there you go. Excellent. It's a tip. Anybody can use it. If you go into the control center on your iOS, some of the apps, not all of them, but some of the apps that you've got on your control center, if you long press them, they give you other advantages. Now, very often you'll go into Control Center and click on that particular app and it'll come up, you know, it'll open up with the camera or with notes or with a timer or even sound recognition. But if you press and hold, and I can't show you an example at the moment because I'm pointing, for those watching the YouTube video, at my iPhone, which Salute. Is recording me, so I can't pick it up and basically do it. But if you say long press on the camera, it then gives you various options to either take a video, take a shot, etc., etc. Same in notes, same in timer. So give it a go when you're in Control Center on your iOS device. Now, this one I think I've done in the past. If you've done a lot of scrolling on your iOS device and you want to get to back to the top of whatever it is you've scrolled through, all you have to do is tap. I think it's either, you might have to double tap, but I think it's just a single tap at the bar at the top of the screen. And it works in most apps now, and it takes you back to the top of the item that you were scrolling through. And I do enjoy that because you can sit there going, scroll. So particularly annoying. Good if you're actually in Photos as well. Just tap or double tap at the top, and it'll take you back to the top of the scroll.
And it I will, think if you double tap like almost anywhere where that bar is that goes up and down to show your progress, it'll go to that point. So if you're just kind of
yes.
wanting to do a quicker kind of scroll to get to like a particular year or something like that, you can do that too.
Hang on a minute. Is this Gaz's tip or Guy's tip? Come on.
It's Gaz's tip. I apologize.
I agree with you.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's Most the end of Gaz's tips. That's Most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. Okay. The lovely all put together sound effect of the ending of Gaz's tips.
Have we got any feedback this week, Guy?
We do. We have, and I'm going to start with someone we haven't heard from in a while. Greg from NC gave us a call.
Yay!
And Greg, we missed you, man. Where you been?
Greg.
You know, you have so many more entries now than New York, Greg. So that's credit toward you, but... Here's Greg from NC. I have no idea what that means.
Hey, guys. It's Greg from North Carolina. Today, hey, I thought Greg. I'd give you a listener pick. Gaz said that TV shows made from movies never work, but I have the exception to that rule. That is, of course, the sitcom MASH, based on the movie of the same name, which was based on the book. It ran for 11 seasons, and I believe the series finale is, to this day, the highest-graded scripted television program ever broadcast in the United States. It took place during the Korean War, but that was a thinly veiled facsimile for the Vietnam War. The wartime setting allowed it to easily and believably pivot from comedy to drama, and it did both incredibly well. All 256 episodes appear to be streaming on Hulu, and anyone who hasn't seen it should really check it out. I'm pretty sure Guy is familiar with this show, but I'm not sure about Gaz. Kind of like driving on the correct side of the road, I don't think this TV show might not have made it all the way to England. Anyway, thanks again for a wonderful show, and here's to another 700 episodes with the G-Man.
Thank you, Greg. Really appreciate it. And yes, they drive on the wrong side of the road over there.
No, we sit in the right side of the car, driving on the correct side of the road. Now, what was that show? I didn't quite catch it.
MASH.
Oh, yeah, M-A-S-H. MASH. MASH was over here. Okay. Yeah, never watched it, really, but because I was, you know, a mere youngster.
Well, the first two seasons with the original cast.
We don't need to talk all about it, Guy. We don't need to talk all about it. Thank you.
Okay. Are you sure? I could wax you, poetically, Greg, about it.
I know you could, so I'm just saving
Stopping me.
Everybody's. I thank you, Greg. You know, prove me wrong. Thanks again.
And if I talked about it, it would be
3 days later.
Yeah, and we're just going to do that. Okay, the other bit of feedback we have this week, which should come as absolutely no surprise, is a Mr. Cheese Off. Now, I haven't listened to this other than the very beginning, because to absolutely no one's surprise, I had the wrong one in Farrago and would have played the one from the previous week. But fortunately, Gaz reminded me.
Funnier. That is funnier than you think, and I can't tell you why.
I'm sure. it's so me. It really, really is so me. I've done it so many times. Anyway, here is Mr. Cheesed Off.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here. I hear you're celebrating your 700th episode.
We
700
are.
Episodes of what exactly? Technical difficulties and wrong predictions? Let's start with you, Guy. You've been podcasting for over a decade and still can't stop tinkering with your audio setup. At this rate, your listeners could probably set up a recording studio blindfolded before you manage to start an episode without an hour-long audio troubleshooting session. And speaking of audio, Guy, what's with your microphone fetish? You've got more mics than a politician's press conference. You keep collecting these fancy gadgets like they're rare Pokemon cards. But here's a newsflash. They all sound the flipping same to us listeners. It's like watching a wine connoisseur swirl and sniff different brands of tap water. Ooh, this one has overtones of background hiss and a subtle hint of mouth breathing. Face it, mate, you could be talking into a tin can on a string and we'd still be more interested in your trick predictions. At least those give us a good laugh. Just as when you banged on for years about Apple making their own chips, then did a complete 180 and said they'd stick with Intel forever. Next thing we know, Apple's kicking Intel to the curb faster than you can say, oops, I was wrong again. Somewhere Gene Munster is feeling sorry for your predictions. But wait, there's more. Your recent episode about Apple taking ages to give us access to Apple intelligence aged like milk in the Sahara, didn't it?
Boom,
beta access. At this rate, you'll be telling us the iPhone 20 will have a physical keyboard right before Apple releases one that reads our minds. And Gaz, don't think I've forgotten about you. I hear you've been spending your holidays walking around the coast. What's the matter, lad? Never heard of minicabs? Or are you just trying to get as far away from Guy's tech predictions as possible? I don't blame you, but there are easier ways to escape, you know? But really, poor old Gaz, bless him. Having to suffer through Guy's weekly nonsense must be like us Brits enduring the endless stream of American improvements. You know, like when they try to make a tea in a microwave, or call football soccer. Gaz, mate, listening to Guy fumble with his audio and spout his predictions week after week, it's a testament to your patience. It's like being stuck in a never-ending queue at a post office, but instead of collecting a parcel, you're collecting tech predictions that are about as reliable as a car made by British Leyland. You deserve a medal for your service, or at least a lifetime supply of good old British beer to help you cope. 700 episodes. That's not a milestone. That's a sentence. Prisoners doing hard time have more to look forward to than your listeners. But hey, at least you're consistent. Consistently wrong, that is. Your predictions are so off, even a broken clock is laughing at you. Now, if you excuse me, I'm off to listen to a more reliable source of tech news. My pet rock has some fascinating insights about the next iOS update. But before I go, I'll guess I'll have to begrudgingly congratulate you both and thank you for 700 episodes of content that you have graced us with for all these years. But you know what? The fact I have to do that really cheeses me off.
Thank you.
At the moment.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I did not listen to that before this show. Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
I wonder what he's going to say to the fact that I'm getting a Rode podcaster or road catcher. The hell do they call that stupid thing?
I don't know. You're buying it, not me. But
are
I'll
you
tell
sure?
you what.
Rodecaster Duo.
Yeah, now he's heard that on the show. Crikey, what? Oh, you are going to be in for it next week, man. I'll tell you.
But to my credit, I have not bought a microphone in months. It has been actually quite some time since I've bought a microphone. I don't know.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cheesed Off. Thank you very much. That was great.
I have to admit one thing, though. Two of them in my Amazon queue right now.
What, mics?
Microphones, yeah. Yeah. Haven't bought them.
Oh, no.
But they're there waiting.
Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's move on.
So if you would like to help contribute to this show, you can go to our Patreon page, which is patreon.com, but you don't have to do it through Apple, /MacParrot. You can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacParrot. And you, all of you, can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. Now, having said that, you don't have to. You really, really don't have to. We'll keep doing this show anyway, if just to spite you. And I think we've said this before. Maybe if you pay us, we'll stop. And no, that's not.
Yeah, threat. Maybe. No, maybe. No, it's a promise. It's a promise. It's
a... Anyway, Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you and say, for the love of God, 700 shows, really, really, how would they do so?
Ever so easy, send an email on your email client of choice to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com, or on the socials. Most of the socials, you can get me as Gazmaz, G-A-Z,
Gaz.
M-A-Z. And if you Gaz. Find that I'm not responding or you can't find me properly on the socials,
probably,
send me an email to Gaz@mymac.com, G-A-Z-M-A-Z. No, G-A-Z at mymac.com.
You can also get...
I'm confusing myself. You can also send a tweet or an X or an Xt to Something. Guy and Gaz on the Xt, which is G-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Cars.
You can also send an email to feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, at... mymac.com. Now,
his name was Guy.
Oh.
Guy was paid his 75 grand. So.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
Guy's the one. You remember Guy? Guy.
Guy?
Guy?
Just who is this guy?
So Guy.
Who the hell even knows who this guy is?
Nobody.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
I like this one.
I'm a good guy. By being the good guy.
Yeah.
If.
No.
No.
Yeah.
You want.
An email from Guy.
Guy, how would they do it?
I'm recovering. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can send me an email, again, through the client of your choice. And I've actually been trying out a couple of different ones. They all suck so hard, every single one of them, for various reasons. You could send that to at mymac.com. You can also find me over on the X's. I'm either Mac Parrot or, you know, Vert Shark. I'm Vert Shark over on Instagram and Threads. I'm Mac Parrot at Counter Social and Mastodon.social and different things everywhere. It's really, really kind of hard to say. We also have a Google Voice number, don't we, Gaz?
We do. We do.
Hello?
I think that's it ringing now. I think that was it ringing now, but it is.
Call 703-284-677.
So just so you know what that is, 703-828-4677.
Call 703-284-677 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's tech heaven.
And remember, if you call it outside of your country, then some charges may incur. You will incur charges. Somebody's going to make you pay.
It may occur that you incur charges.
Yeah, what he said. Well, here we are, 700 shows in, and I would like to say thank you. I am so humbled that, as I burp, 700 shows later, that you're still here with us. Thank you all so very, very much. We really, really do appreciate the fact that you have joined us at whatever point along the line on this journey of the MyMac.com podcast. And I think that we're humble enough. So we are the humblest of humbles. We're humblesauruses. That's what we are. We're also, rah, humblesaurus. We're also good enough. I don't know where I was going. We're also smart enough. Okay. And that Wilf Gonnet, woof, 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 Wilf, Wilf, woof, people like us.
Guy.
Yes.
If a pig loses its voice, does it become disgruntled? End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. And the rando cheesy dude in Duval is someone that pissed me off on Twitter. I have no idea if he listens to the show or will listen to the show, but just on the off chance that he does, I included that in there. So fuck him. That's what I say. Friggin' idiot. And it's so unusual to run into idiots on Twitter. Can't quite figure it out.
I'm mentioning Twitter.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. And that's a good idea, because if you don't, then someone will grab it just to be an ass. Yeah. You know, it's like that Mac Parrot URL. Once I let it lapse, somebody grabbed it and can't get it back. Or I could probably if I paid the asshole a lot of money, but it's like, no, you just hang on to that and spend that, you know, $10 to $25 a year.
Right. Okay. I am now.
GoDaddy is like, well, we'll help negotiate that. And it was like, oh, great. And they said, yeah, but it's going to cost $50. It's like, no.
Really? Okay. I'm not sure whether I've got any more. I do seem to have quite a lot of snippets. So we don't have to have too big a middle section if you don't.
No, we don't. Really don't. Okay, I mean, there's fine. the four minutes recording from our first show. And a couple things about
that. Yeah, we've got feedback and that. Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be absolutely fine.
Okay. Audio's going again. So whenever you're ready. Wait. Hold on. Okay.
I've changed it. Do you mind what I've changed it to?
No. What did you change it to? I don't see any difference.
I've changed it from...
It doesn't really matter.
No, I'll see if you get it towards the end. Oh, I've got to do my hair.
Of course. Yeah, I don't have to worry about those things.
My Mac podcast... Speed it up, Gaz.
Yeah. It's not like we haven't done 699 of these.
Probably done more than that. And scrapped a few.
Or one actually got scrapped for us. I'm sorry. Will I let you finish?
I normally do this to you.
Oh, here's Gary Honey.
But I'm not trying. I'm not trying to.
I know you're not. I know you're not. That's what makes it worse. Okay. My Mac Podcast 985. 985? It's the new 700.
That'll work.